Welcome to the TLM Method Podcast. I'm your host, Tracy Martin. This podcast exists to amplify the voices of Gen Z and those that are creating change in the world. To call parents to action in raising healthy, whole young adults and to counteract the current cultural narrative that is giving you permission and at times encouraging you to live an immoral and mediocre life. I'm not calling you out. I'm calling you to action in your own life. A few years ago, a friend of mine said to me, "Hey T, you're the stone that's thrown in the water, and the clients that you work with and the people that hear you speak are the ripple effect that go out and create change in the world." That's what I'm doing. I'm calling you to action and calling you to create your own ripple effect of change. Today's podcast, we are going to talk about the 9 pillars of parenting. Yes, we have decided that there are 9 pillars of parenting. We didn't come up with this on our own. We actually interviewed several ambassadors of ours, clients past and present, as well as just kids that we know that have a lot to say about what's going on in their world. Let's dive in. The first one is love. Number one, the kids broke it down like this: attention, to know I am worthy and loved unconditionally. My worth isn't determined by my actions. To know I am seen and loved for who I am, not how I perform, and validation. You know, we think that we give our kids love, but we forgot exactly how we define that in our home. The world defines it one way. Their peer group may define it another, but we need to define it as parent to child. And I love how they broke these down. Number two is emotional availability. Communication, transparency, advice, true listening, full attention, empathy, and not on your phone. Well, we've all been called out, right? We are on our phone quite a bit in these days, especially our devices whenever we work with them, we communicate with them, we research with them. So we really have to be careful because we look at our kids when they're on their phone and we get annoyed by it. And we know that they're probably on Snapchat or TikTok or social media. And yes, it's a different way of using the device, but either way, our attention is not on our kids. And we have to understand that they're asking that and to be emotionally available. What does that really mean as a parent? You know, for me, it means I'm listening to you. I'm not judging you. I really want to hear your voice, and then I want to have a transparent conversation. So again, number two, emotional availability. And I love how they break these down. It really makes you think as a parent. I know it made me think. Freedom to fail is number three. Not unrealistic expectations. Don't compare me to my siblings. Individuality. Support when dealing with my mistakes. Freedom to be my own person and make those mistakes and then learn from them with your help and guidance. I mean, does it get any better than that? Allowing our kids to fail, we cannot bubble wrap them. And yes, it is true when we say, this hurts me more than it hurts you. But let them fail today so they can be successful adults tomorrow. It's experiential for these kids. We have to allow that. Number four, consistency. Trust, keeping your word, showing up, humility, admitting your mistakes and effort. I think this is where we have to become human. We can't just be a quote-unquote parent. And again, you know, it depends upon the age of your kids. I'm talking specifically teens and young adults because they have a lot of questions. And there's things that we've told them and maybe there's things that we haven't told them. But either way, they have a perspective and they're very intuitive. And so when we're not telling them the truth, they're going to know that. And we have to be humble enough to look at our kids and go, you know what? I made a mistake. Let's get around this and let's figure this out. Because that creates trust. And if anything else is going to be the number one thing that we as parents need with our kids, it's trust. I want to know that you're telling me the truth because I can help you. If I don't know what I don't know, it can hurt you. Number five is structure. Guidance, rules and consequences, accountability, less material things, more direct help with school and planning my future. You know, structure is important for each one of us. Structure, routine, schedule, time management. We always hear these words, but how does it relay between a parent and a child? And I think they broke it down really well. And a lot of these kids are asking for help for their future. They see what's going on in the world. They see the problems with schools and colleges and the workforce and big government and so many different things coming at them, and they want to know that they're prepared. Because it can be very scary as a young adult to look at the world today and know quite a bit, because they are very involved, probably most than we were as kids when we were younger, because it's all over the place right now. You can't get away from it. And so I think the structure part is really, really important. And I like that they said less material things. You know, give them your time, not necessarily your money. And yes, we know that it's expensive to have kids today. But more importantly, let's talk to them about the value, earning things, being on their own, being independent, but also supporting their needs, but not every single want. That's an important thing. Number six is affection. Just as simple as hugs, as simple as, you're doing a great job, babe. Hey, I saw you the other day. Hey, I know that you're doing your best. And these kinds of words of affirmation and affection can really make a big difference, especially when we sit down with our kids, put our arms around them and just say, hey, how's your day? But not expect it to be always a learning lesson. And this is tough for me too, because we want to make sure that while we've got their attention, we can pour into them as much as possible. But sometimes it's just being with them, giving them a hug, giving them a kiss on the cheek and a hug when they leave the door, to know that you're okay and they've got you and everything will be okay. That's a really important thing. Number seven is discernment. Cultivate and reinforce my passions, not forcing your plan for my life onto me. Wow. Okay. This one's big too, because a lot of times we feel as parents, we know what's best, but we don't know what their day consists of every single day. We don't necessarily know their thought process or their passions, especially if they haven't shared them with us. We don't necessarily know what's on their heart. What we do know is maybe their character traits. We do know maybe their habits because we're observing them. And this is kind of where we get into trouble in school systems, especially when we put our kids through all these aptitude tests and Enneagram tests, and all those things really do is just really identify character traits and personality traits. But what's on their heart and what's important to them and what makes them happy and what brings them joy? And then more importantly, if that's what you want, have the discernment to know you may have to go out and get a job that you don't want to support yourself during that moment of growth. So these are really important. I like that when they said cultivate and reinforce passions, but not forcing it. That's really important. I think as parents, we can always have that discernment for our kids and our families. Number eight, protection, safety and security. This is pretty simple, but I have to say it like this. There is no protection more solid and met with so much love and honor than that of a father to a child and his family. And I know there's a lot of single moms out there who are doing the best they can, but it will not replace what a father can do in a family. And our world today has so many mixed messages on this, but I can tell you the strength of a father with a family and him to step up and to step in between what's coming after his kids. And whether it's in school, I mean, if your daughter's starting to date, sit down and talk to the young man that's knocking on your door. Let him know what your expectations are and have these transparent conversations. It's not just physical safety. Locks on doors, you know, making sure they're taking care of, their cars are safe when they drive, their families are safe and protected, your home is, but also the people that they're around. They need to know that people are watching and their standards, especially when you have young girls and young guys is too. But this is really, really important, because a father protecting his family and his wife and his daughters and his sons, there's nothing more solid than that. So protection is number eight. And number nine, respect. And this is how they broke this down. My individuality, my routines, give me freedoms and not threatening me financially. And I think this is tough for our older kids whenever we get aggravated when they don't do what we want them to do, or we don't see them performing the way that we think they should. We start to take things away, and it's usually connected to a dollar sign. So again, learn to inspire and create conversations in your home that actually makes your kids want to do better. Hold themselves to a higher standard, not just your expectations. And, you know, these nine pillars of parenting, they can be applied to any family. You can adapt them or you can create your own, whatever makes sense to you. But we wanted to break these nine pillars down as a place to start the conversation, because we have to start somewhere. And then you can have your conversations with your kids. But breaking these nine pillars down goes like this. Number one was love. Number two, emotional availability. Number three, the freedom to fail. Number four, consistency. Number five was structure. Number 6, affection. Number 7, discernment. Number 8, protection. And number 9, respect. Again, this is just where the conversation starts. It's endless after we start this conversation, especially if it's transparent. So as parents, I want to encourage you every single day as an opportunity to do better. As a mom of 2 daughters and a coach to many kids, I can tell you this is a conversation that must be started today. Please don't waste any more time. Have a conversation in your own home. And by the way, you probably have influence on your friend, on your children's friends. Maybe ask them, have a conversation. You never know who you might impact. And more important, you never know who you might seed for a successful future. Thank you so much for enjoying this episode. And please go out and create your own ripple effect of change.